The news of the day, a judge in Washington, D.C. declared a mistrial in the perjury trial of baseball great Roger Clemens.
Yeah, there's a shocker. U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton, you know, going into this trial, people said, you know, he's a tough guy. Don't mess with him. And I think the prosecution found out firsthand today. This from the people who were in the courtroom said the prosecution made a huge blunder. Basically, what they did was they presented evidence that in pretrial discussions that the judge has with lawyers, and they say, we're going to allow this evidence in, this evidence not in. They decided on a certain evidence that they weren't going to allow in that the prosecution presented today. And the judge apparently was fuming. And he apologized to jurors for, in his words, wasting their time and spending so much taxpayer money only to call off the case. He said, there are rules that we play by, and those rules are designed to make both sides receive a fair trial. And he said the prosecutors broke the rules. And he said the ability of Roger Clemens to get a fair trial with this jury would be very difficult, if not impossible. So he declared a mistrial.
As I understand it, the prosecution was playing a videotape of Roger Clemens' testimony before the congressional committee where allegedly he committed perjury. And they played a question from a member of Congress that alluded to a statement by the wife of Andy Pettit, his teammate with the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros, in which Laura Pettit said, Andy told me that, yes, Roger had had a conversation with him in which he admitted using HGH.
Yeah, and the irony of this is this trial appears, at least for now, to be scuttled by, you know, a fairly minor character in this thing. I mean, Andy Pettit's testimony was going to be a big deal for the prosecution. Pettit recounting a conversation that he said he had with Roger Clemens in which Roger Clemens admitted using banned human growth hormone, HGH. And Pettit had also said that he had a conversation that same day with his wife, Laura, telling her about the conversation with Clemens. Well, pre-trial, Judge Walton said, you know what, we're not going to allow that because Laura Pettit wasn't there at the alleged original conversation.
So this is hearsay. It might buttress Andy Pettit's credibility that he did tell somebody immediately afterwards, but it's hearsay about Roger Clemens.
Exactly, and would be prejudicial, Judge Walton said, and you know exactly hearsay, and you want to present hard evidence, and so yes, they played a videotape from that 2008 congressional hearing in which Representative Cummings was talking about Laura Pettit's testimony, and the judge apparently called the lawyers up to, you know, he called them forward, and at the same time, they left on the video screen, kind of frozen, her affidavit or part of her affidavit in which she said, you know, I heard Andy told me this or that. So
right.
It was just there for the jury to see. And I was hearing from someone that, interestingly, Rusty Hardin, the very cagey and flamboyant defense attorney for Roger Clemens, didn't object when the prosecution started to do this, in a sense, almost luring them into this, knowing that what was going to happen.
And the longer that it lasted, the more likely the judge was going to be fuming.
And certainly and absolutely. And the judge said that. And the prosecutors apparently said, look, I can't remember the legal term for this, but they said, look, can we just kind of ask the jurors to forget this or throw this bit out? And the judge reportedly said something like, you know, this bell has already been rung. You can't unring it.
And so the mistrial declared, the judge, as you mentioned, apologized to the jurors for wasting their time. As I understand it, there will now be another hearing come September about whether the government's going to go ahead with the case.
Yeah, exactly. And then the whole issue of double jeopardy comes in here, whether you can try a person for the same offense twice. And some people say once you call the first witness, which has already happened, already happened in the Clemens trial, you can't. And so some are saying this prosecution is sunk.
A very high-profile case here in Washington, D.C. We're going to have to see whether they're going to be able to proceed at all in the perjury trial against Roger Clemens.